There's a tiny man in a little green coat who came from Ireland. He crossed the sea in a little green boat with a shamrock in his hand. Oh, Sean, the leprechaun lives in a big old tree. And all the children look for him, tooraloo-ralee. Go look for Sean, the leprechaun, and do just what you're told. And tooraloo-ralee, he'll give you a pot of gold.
He will give you a pot of gold.
He has ears so big that they're tied in a knot, or else he'd trip and fall. He goes to sleep in a hickory nut, so you can't see him at all.
Oh, Sean, the leprechaun
lives in a big oak tree.
Lives in a tree.
And all the
and welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment Live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave alongside Joseph, Trisha, and Eric. This is a song, Laura Bush. Singing after Chubb withdrew from the primary, a nice leprechaun.
Right. Well, you know, every once in a while, I surprise myself in selecting the songs for our shows. We've done, this is our third St. Patrick's Day special.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And our third St. Patrick's Day special, and I am surprised that it took me 3 years
to get me to know Celtic Kilt
to find Rosemary Clooney's Sean the Leprechaun. Of
that,
course,
that's George Clooney's aunt, I believe.
Yeah,
is,
and
right?
Yeah.
Yes,
that is so cool.
And of course, Rosemary Clooney, she's a great big part of our Easter special and our Christmas special as well. She does a lot of different wonderful songs, and I didn't know that she did a St. Patrick's Day song.
I didn't know leprechauns lived in trees.
I didn't know that their ears were so big that they tripped over them.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah, so, you know, you learn something
and
every day.
He sleeps in a nut, whatever that means.
What does that mean?
Well, that's what she said.
Tiny, tiny.
Oh. Yeah, he's very, very small.
Oh.
Yeah, he's kind of like a Keebler elf, maybe, you know?
Oh, they live in a tree, don't
yeah,
they?
Yeah. They live in a tree, but not in a nut.
Right.
To
well,
sleep in a nut.
Well, I said, in the song, she said he lives in a tree, but sleeps
in a
nut.
Right.
Yes. You don't sleep in a nut?
Well, maybe the Keebler elves are small enough to sleep inside of a nut. I'm thinking about how they compare with their Stripes fudge Stripes cookies.
Kathleen lets you sleep in the bed or the couch? Or
No, there's a dog bed next to the bed. I sleep in that.
That's good. That's good.
Every night?
Every night.
Yeah.
So, no way.
Yeah, once I dated this
I
girl,
curl up.
Once I dated this girl, I was allowed to sleep at the base of the bed. It was okay sometimes. You know, just sometimes. But
wait a minute.
It's okay. It's a
you
joke.
Never slept it's anywhere a... near a base of a bed if a girl was in a bed.
I get spanked if I wet the carpet in the middle of the night.
You do. I get a treat sometimes if I'm good.
Right, me too.
Really? What type of treat? What do they give you? I want to know.
Some blood pudding.
Yeah, that's
all right. Well,
I don't know. That thick cut Irish bacon sounded pretty yummy.
Yes,
that did sound good. I have the bacon,
but before I
you could cook it up in the pan.
We have a new feature called Breakthrough Flashback.
Let you forget your
I didn't know that.
In just a moment, that we're gonna play. But Dave, we have something to say about some massages or something, don't we?
Oh yes, we do.
Yeah,
because we love massages, don't we?
Yes, I do.
Especially Trisha, she is a massage queen.
Well, chiropractics and massage, those are my addictions.
Just be careful which massage parlors you go to.
Yeah, but talking about legitimate and incredible, of course, the segment brought to you by Quinn Schoenwald. He is a licensed sports massage therapist, and Quinn works, of course, at the world-renowned Fisher Institute. And, of course, Fisher Institute Performance Training, Rehab, PT, and Brett Fisher, the owner, is a staff PT for the Arizona Cardinals. You got to know that's a good place. Quinn, a masterful massage therapist, and not just sports massage. He could do any type of massage.
It was Irish massage.
Well,
I don't know. Is there an
massage
Irish massage?
Massage actually keeps you very healthy.
A lot of pinches involved.
Oh, yeah. Well, it does. It's a very healthy thing. So I recommend, we all recommend Quinn Schoenwald to give it a try. Call him at 307-921-2684. 307-921-2684. You won't regret it. Licensed sports massage therapist Quinn Schoenwald. Great guy. And he really has a passion. You know, you can always tell when someone is going to be phenomenal. The passion they have for what they do always carries the day. That's my opinion. Quinn Schoenwald.
Excellent. Now, I know last time I tried to do this, Erica, do you have anything that's like a
what
like, we, like we're going back in time? Do you have any like sound effect that like?
You just did a fine sound effect.
I know, but I did that last week, and then Eric said that I should have let him know.
Oh.
And I know I probably should have did it during the break.
Yeah, it sounded good to me.
Yeah. But sometimes because this is a new segment, Breakthrough Flashback.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
And I, of course, writer director Mark Jones with Leprechaun that you. And I and Eric and Trisha and Greg all spoke with the. Oh, yeah, here we go.
I actually had the woman with a harp in here, and I recorded her doing this.
Ooh, see, we're traveling back in time to St. Patrick's days ago. Nice. Remember it? Remember? We all had a nice conversation
with
writer director Mark Jones. And let's go ahead and hear our breakthrough flashback with writer-director Mark Jones from Leprechaun. Yeah. He's responsible for one of my favorite movies, a movie that defined my love for horror movies, Leprechaun. We have on writer-director Mark Jones joining us for our St. Patrick's Day special. Mark, it is just a real honor. Several of us here just love Leprechaun. And, I wanted to ask you, first of all, you know, where did Leprechaun come from? The idea to turn this this holiday creature into a horror creature that really was quite successful, both funny thing and really scary thing.
Yeah, well, actually, that I intended it. I didn't really want people to take it too serious, so I put a lot of comedy into it. But I grew up with the Lucky Charms commercials, and I said, how come no one's done a horror movie about a little leprechaun, since everybody knows what leprechauns are from the commercials? So I wrote the script, and that's really the genesis of Leprechaun from the Lucky Charms commercial.
Wow, that's
he was kind of the little character is kind of frightening.
Yeah, well, I figured everybody's doing horror movies, Friday the 13th, Halloween, holidays, and I said nobody's done St. Patty's Day and a leprechaun.
Yeah,
so I would that holiday.
Absolutely, and my favorite. Some of my favorite horror movies are the ones that kind of take those childhood fantasies. You know, like the Silent Night, Deadly Night movies and stuff like that.
Chucky.
Yeah, Chucky as well, and I would love to see Chucky face off with Leprechaun. No.
Everybody says that. A lot of people have said that. I'd love it too. Universal owns Chucky, and Lionsgate owns Leprechaun, so we got to get those two together and have them do that.
Absolutely. Yeah. And so, yeah, tell us a little bit about Warwick Davis. How did you choose him? Because he was so perfect in all of the Leprechaun movies.
Yes, which leads me to something else in a second. I chose him, well, he had done Willow, and he was in England at the time, and his name came up, I think, through a casting director, and I said I would love to have Warwick. And we ended up sending him a script. We read a lot of little people in L.A., but we sent Warwick a script. And he actually at the time, and he wrote this in his book, a very, very tragic, he had lost a baby. His wife had given birth, and he got the script, a week before this happened, and he said, you know what, let's get out of England, let's go to L.A. and just spend 3-4 months there and try to get through this. And he said it was really catharsis that he was able to get away and do it. So it sort of, that's what really motivated him to come out here. And then once, of course, he started getting into the character, I think he created a great character.
Yeah, and obviously, as you said, he was a great character and frightening but funny. But in terms of makeup, how long each day did that take to get Warwick into costume?
You know, it took close to 3 hours a day.
Wow.
Gabe Bartolis was our makeup guy who's done all the leprechauns with Warwick. And they got it down to maybe 2.5 hours towards the end of the shoot, but it was pretty grueling to get him in there. But he's great. He's a pro, and Warwick loves what he's doing. So I give him a lot of credit for having to go through that.
Yeah, absolutely. And Mark, we got to give you some credit to also putting Jennifer Aniston out there. And obviously, a couple of years later, she got another break, obviously, with Friends. But one of her first roles, of course, in the original Leprechaun. And how was it like to work with Jennifer?
She was great. She was great. She never forgives me for putting her in Leprechaun. No, she was terrific. She was brand new, and she had come to Hollywood or town to be an actress. And I kind of picked her out of a crowd because I thought she had sort of a kind of a magic and a spark, certainly in the room she did. And I had to fight to get her. The studio didn't want her at the time. That was Trimark. And they and I said, please, let's use her. You know, we were not looking for a star, and she was working for scale. And I really had to kind of trick him into using her. And she was great. I mean, she was a professional and sweetheart. And every now and then I'll bump into her, and she'll be very nice to me.
Yeah, that's great.
But she hasn't given me any money.
Hey, how does it feel? I mean, is it very frustrating when it's your film, it's your picture, and you have to deal with the studios telling you you can't do something?
Oh, wow. Well, you could get every director in the history of the world to tell you that. Yes, it's constant battle, and then when you win and it works, then of course they take credit.
Right.
Yes. No. And listen, it's part of the game, but you know, I'm very humble about being able to make movies, and. So I just, you know, once you're out on the set and you're shooting, it's a lot of fun.
And, you know, it's not that unusual for actresses to appear in a horror movie such as this and then go on and make it real big. I mean, wasn't that with Anaconda? Wasn't that
J-Lo?
Jennifer Lopez, yeah. And even they continue to make fun of, not make fun of it, but, you know, kind of talk about that in a way. On The Big Bang Theory, Kaylee Cuoco's character, I believe on this one of the latest episodes, they mentioned that she was one of her starring roles, the character's starring roles, was in a gorilla movie, a killer gorilla movie. And so it's really not that unusual. So I think that's, you know. That's
great. I mean, Johnny Depp was in Nightmare on Elm Street. Mm-hmm. And, it sort of seemed to George Clooney has been in them. Yeah, it's sort of an initiation, I think. And, so, you know, and people do like to make fun of it. Conan O'Brien used to make fun of Leprechaun all the time, and he made our DVD sales go up.
Nice.
So, and so did Wayne's World. Wayne's World.
Yes.
And so all these people helped.
In addition to Leprechaun, you're responsible for another one of my favorite horror films, Rumpelstiltskin.
Yeah, well, thank you. You know, I like that movie. Actually, Dino De Laurentiis funded that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Who's no longer with us, and he was a great guy to work with. That was another kind of twisted. We bring Rumpelstiltskin into the present from the past, and again, that was kind of not to be taken serious. A little bit of comedy in it, and he rode motorcycles and drove big trucks, and yeah, you know, that movie pops up, and it and people like it. It got stuck in the typical story of. Paramount, Spelling Entertainment bought it, and they were owned by Paramount, and then Paramount put them out of business, so we had a theatrical, but it wasn't very small theatrical, and it sort of was the last picture on Spelling's slate until they folded the movie division, so we just got a bad luck on that, because I thought Rumpel was a great movie that could have had a lot of sequels, so unfortunately, but it's out there, and people do remember it.
Yes, yes. I love the childhood fantasies that are innocent to begin with, and then all of a sudden we're scared of them. Thanks to great filmmakers like Mark Jones, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us on our St. Patrick's Day special. One last question. Any big plans for St. Patrick's Day?
No. This was it. This was the highlight, coming to your show.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Well, that we are honored. We truly are honored. So everyone go out there and rent Leprechaun tonight.
Yes, these guys were like kids in a candy store knowing you were going to be on here talking about one of their favorite flicks.
Well, anyway, I appreciate it. You guys are great, and I love that you love those movies, and that's why I made them. I figured somebody might like them.
Well, thank you again, Mark. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day to you, and this was a lot of fun. Anytime you guys want me, I'm here.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Yeah, great guest.
The third annual.
Well, our third annual St. Patrick's Day special.
Really?
Yeah.
was that actually 2 years ago or just
that
last
was two
year?
Years ago. That was
wow.
2 years ago, yeah.
I didn't realize.
Yeah, last year we had on, we were talking about luck. And
Luck.
Yeah, Luck.
Andrew
we
Luck, did some a other, great quarterback.
No, and remember last year we also spoke.
Oh, that's right. We had the
baseball
yeah.
or something, the Irish baseball.
I don't remember.
Yes, filmmaker. Yes, the filmmaker was doing baseball in Ireland.
Tullamore Dew is my favorite.
Yes, yes. But yeah, 2 years ago we spoke with Mark, and I think he was like.
Time flies.
I know. And then.
It does?
Yeah.
Eric, does time fly?
Because I don't
Only
remember
when you
that.
Throw the clock out the window.
Aha, that's what I thought.
Almost. Like I said, time flies.
Yes, it does. But we do, we wanted to get to our next break. Of course, Last week we had Breakthrough Entertainment Zootopia show. We could have played this song, of course.
Oh, I love that song. Right?
Unicorn song.
Is there a unicorn in Zootopia?
No, there isn't, but there is a very good reason why. And it tells you in the song, we're not going to hear the whole thing, but essentially they were washed away in the flood, you know, with the Noah's Ark and all that stuff, because they were too busy playing in the water. They didn't understand, and then the ark was built and was floating away, and they said, wait for us, and of course they all died. Very sad song. But unicorn song, Irish Rovers, Breakthrough Entertainment's third annual St. Patrick's Day special.
And this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona.
We'll be right back. I'll build you a floating zoo.
And take some of them green alligators and long-necked geese. Some Humpty Bacchamas and some chimpanzees. Some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, don't you forget my unicorn. Old Noah was there to answer.